This message, I titled it "The Walls of Jericho."
Este mensaje le puse el título "El Muro de Jericó."
Because God's really been talking to me about walls.
Porque Dios me ha estado hablando mucho acerca de las paredes.
And we're going to go to Joshua 6.
Y vamos a ir a Josué 6.
We always look at this battle.
Siempre vemos esta batalla.
And it's not really that big in the Bible.
Y no es algo muy grande en la Biblia.
It's about five verses.
Tal vez es como cinco versículos.
They kind of tell you what happened.
Te van a decir qué sucedió.
And we'll go through that in a minute.
Y vamos a repasar eso en un momento.
But I think what we really need to see.
Pero yo creo lo que verdaderamente necesitamos ver
is what happens before.
Es que es lo que sucede anteriormente.
Right, everybody always sees us.
Todos siempre nos ven a nosotros.
The way we are now.
Como somos ahorita.
But nobody knows exactly what we struggled through.
Pero nadie sabe lo que sucedió, que batallamos con anteriormente.
And exactly what we have actually had to defeat.
Que hemos superado.
And you know, and the things that we've had to overcome.
Y las cosas que hemos tenido que vencer.
And nobody knows that better than us.
Y nadie sabe eso mejor que nosotros.
But that serves as a testimony
Pero
of
eso
our lives.
Nos sirve como testimonio para nuestras vidas.
So let's go to Joshua 6.
Vamos a Josué 6.
I think we're just going to read it in Spanish. In English.
Okay.
We're just going to read it in English. Daniel, if you can put the Spanish translations up.
Vamos a leerlo en inglés y vamos a verlo en español en... La pantalla.
Yeah, so Joshua 6:1.
Josué 6:1.
It says, "Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and the valiant warriors.'" Jericho.
And Jericho.
It had walls around it.
Tenía un muro alrededor.
And when I say walls,
y cuando yo digo que un muro,
it's not just, you know, the kind of walls we see here today.
No es un muro como vemos hoy en día.
It's not just a fence.
No es solo como una cerca.
They were 6 feet wide.
Eran de 6 pies ancho.
And then about 20 feet tall.
Y como 20 pies de alto.
And that was just the first wall.
Y eso solo era la primer muralla.
They had another inner wall.
Tenían otra
that was higher than that one.
Que era aún más alta que la anterior.
And the only reason why that one was higher.
Y la única razón por cual esa era más alta.
Because Jericho was on a hill.
Era porque Jericó estaba en una.
En una loma.
En una loma.
And in order for someone to take the city.
Y en orden para que alguien tomara la ciudad.
They would have to battle going through the walls.
Tenían que hacer la guerra en pasar la muralla.
And then still go uphill.
Y aún ir arriba del la loma.
And then not know.
Y no saber.
What is expecting you on
que,
top.
¿Qué te está esperando arriba?
There was another way to overtake the city.
Había otra manera en cómo de tomar la ciudad.
And that is to surround the city.
Y era rodear la ciudad.
And not let any food in.
Y no permitir que comida entre.
Not let anybody out.
No permitir que nadie salga.
Not let anybody in.
Que nadie pueda entrar.
And just make and just basically make the people basically. In Spanish, in English, it's siege, but I don't know what it is in Spanish.
Basically,
what they're doing is they're basically taking the city.
Tomar la ciudad.
But at the same time, they're doing it where it's going to take a long time.
Pero a la misma vez va a ser un largo proceso para que lo puedan hacer.
Because you have to wait for the people to run out of food.
Porque tienes que esperar a que las personas se terminen, ya no tengan comida.
The people to run out of water.
Que ya no tengan nada de tomar.
The people to fight against each other.
Que el pueblo empiece a pelear el uno contra el otro.
And that was too long.
Y eso era un tiempo muy largo.
And in addition, during this time,
en adición, en este tiempo,
of this battle, it was time of the harvest.
Era un tiempo de la cosecha.
And so Jericho had enough food.
So Jericho tenía suficiente comida.
So there was food, they had water.
Ellos tenían comida y agua.
They weren't going anywhere.
Ellos no iban a ir a ningún lugar.
They were going to sit there and just wait for Israel to just stay there.
Ellos se iban a sentar ahí y esperar que Israel estuviera alrededor.
And they were going to wait for Israel to leave.
Iban a esperar que Israel se fuera.
Or that's what they were expecting.
O eso es lo que ellos esperaban.
So taking the city was not just something easy.
Tomando la ciudad no era algo fácil.
It was going to take a lot more than just your physical strength.
Iba a tomarse más que solo tu fuerza física.
Let's go to Numbers 13.
Vamos a Números 13.
13:1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send out for yourselves men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. You shall send a man from each of their father's tribes, every one a leader among them." So Canaan, so Israel, 40 years ago,
Israel, 40 años anterior,
had already been in this place.
Ya estaban en este lugar.
They've been in the wilderness for 40 years.
Ellos estaban en el desierto 40 años.
And now they're back at square one, as you would say.
Y regresaron al mismo lugar.
So they're back at the beginning.
Regresaron al principio. Yeah.
So, but in verse 27.
En el versículo 27.
Numbers 13:27.
En Números 13:27.
The spies told them what, the spies brought the word to the people.
El espía,
or the news.
Los espías le trajeron la noticias al pueblo.
So verse 27 says, "Thus they told him and said, 'We went in the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless,'" verse 28, "nevertheless, the people will live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified, very large, and moreover, we saw the descendants of Achan there."
Vieron los descendientes de Anak ahí.
So Israel already knew what they were going up against.
So Israel ya sabía que con quién iban contra.
They had already spied out the land.
Ya habían visto la tierra.
40 years ago.
40 años anterior.
But this was a different generation.
Pero esta era una generación nueva.
They already knew that the cities were fortified.
Ellos ya sabían que la ciudad estaba fortificadas.
Yeah. And even here the people, they were afraid of the people.
Y aún las personas tenían temor a las personas de Anak.
If you go back and read Numbers 13, it's like it tells you exactly what the people felt. They were fearful.
Si lees Números 13, te vas a dar cuenta que el pueblo tenía temor.
And they did not want to surpass that fear.
Y no querían superar ese temor.
They didn't want to go into battle.
Ellos no querían ir a la batalla.
Because they didn't want to struggle.
Porque no querían batallar.
And they didn't want to lose anything.
Y no querían perder nada.
So let's go back to Joshua 6:6.
Vamos a regresar a Josué 6:8.
6:6.
6:6, perdón.
So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests carry seven trumpets of ram horns before the Ark of the Lord." Then he said to the people, "Go forward and march around the city and let the armed men go on before the Ark of the Lord." Verse 8, "And it was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of the ram horns before the Lord went forward and blew the trumpet, and the Ark of the Covenant and the Lord and the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, and they continued to blow the trumpet." Verse 10. But Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let the word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you. Shout, then you shall shout." Verse 11. So he had the ark of the Lord taken around the city, circled it once, and they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Verse 12. Now Joshua rose around in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of ram before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while they continued to blow the trumpets. Thus the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp, and they did this for 6 days. Verse 15.
Versículo 15.
On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of the day and marched around the city in the same manner seven times. Only on that day they marched around the city seven times. At the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpet, Joseph said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Seven times.
Siete veces.
They had to go around the city.
Tuvieron que ir alrededor de la ciudad siete veces.
The last day.
El último día.
But the days before.
Pero los días anterior.
They had to go around the city one time.
Tuvieron que ir alrededor de la ciudad una vez.
And then they rested.
Y después descansaron.
Seven is, of course, the number of completion.
Siete es el número de completación.
And that's why it was seven times.
Por eso era siete veces.
But to me, the most impressive part was verse 10.
Pero para mí lo que era lo más impresionante era el versículo 10.
Joshua told them not to speak.
Josué les dijo que no hablaran.
Because in verse 13,
porque en versículo 13,
in Numbers,
en números,
Moses asked the spies,
Moisés le preguntó a los espías,
to give their news of the land,
que dieran las noticias de la tierra.
And all that news did,
y todo lo que esa noticia hizo,
was create doubt,
fue que causó duda,
create unbelief,
incredulidad.
And it caused fear in their life.
Y causó temor en sus vidas.
And some of us,
y alguno de nosotros,
when we see a wall,
cuando vemos una pared,
we stop.
Paramos.
We tend to look at the wall,
vemos a esa pared,
and say that wall's too big.
Y decimos, esa pared está muy grande.
Or that task is too much.
Meta es mucho.
Or that fear that I have against that.
O ese temor que yo tengo en esa situación.
Is much bigger than my God.
Es más grande que mi Dios.
And that's basically what the people of Israel in Numbers 13.
Y básicamente eso es lo que el pueblo de Números versículo 13.
That's what they were saying.
Eso es lo que ellos decían.
They were saying that God had already told them he was going to give them the land.
Dios ya les había dicho que les iba a dar la tierra.
All they had to do is go in and take it.
Lo único que ellos tenían que hacer es a tomar la tierra.
They were worried about how to do it.
Pero tenían temor de cómo lo iban a hacer.
And what was going to happen to them.
Y qué les iba a suceder.
That they didn't just take action.
Que no tomaron la acción.
That they just had to go out and do it.
Solo lo tenían que hacer.
They had to take that step of faith.
Tenían que tomar ese paso de fe.
You know, I mean, here the people of Israel had to get all the men.
Aquí el pueblo de Israel tenía que sacar todos los varones.
They had to blow the trumpets.
Tenían que sonar la trompeta.
They had to walk around the city.
Tenían que caminar alrededor de la ciudad.
For 6 days.
Por seis días.
Those trumpet players must have been tired.
Esos trompetistas tenían que estar muy cansados.
I mean, unless they had shifts, right?
A menos de que se tomaban turno.
Right, and they were going around this city.
Y iban alrededor de esta ciudad.
While the people in the city.
Mientras el pueblo de la ciudad.
Were probably mocking them.
Tal vez les estaba haciendo burla.
You guys are crazy.
Ustedes están locos.
We have food for days.
Nosotros tenemos comida de días,
we're not going to leave anywhere.
Nosotros no vamos a ir a ningún lugar.
So God was just seeing the obedience.
Dios quería ver la obediencia
of what the people of Israel were going to do.
De que el pueblo de Israel iba a hacer.
Joshua 6:20.
Josué 6:20.
So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets, and when the people heard the sound of the trumpets, the people shouted with a great shout, and the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city, and utterly destroyed everything in the city, both men and women, young and old, ox and sheep, donkey with the edge of the sword. So they actually did what the Lord asked them to do.
Ellos actualmente hicieron lo que el Señor les dijo que hicieran.
And the wall that they were so afraid of,
y la pared que le tenían tanto temor,
when they believed in God,
cuando ellos creyeron en
and
Dios,
just were obedient,
y fueron obediente,
those walls fell.
Esas paredes se cayeron.
And they walked straight through.
Y ellos caminaron.
They still had to go up the hill.
Ellos aún tenían que subir la montaña.
But they still had to take out their sword.
Pero aún tenían que sacar la espada.
They still had to fight.
Tenían que pelear.
Because they didn't know what was at the top of the mountain.
Porque ellos no sabían que estaba arriba de la montaña.
Because just because God was going to give you something,
solo porque Dios te va a dar algo,
and he has promised you something,
y él te ha prometido algo,
does not mean it's not going to cost
no
you.
No significa que no te va a costar.
It's not going to be something that you're going to struggle with.
No va a ser algo que tú no vas a luchar con.
Something that you're going to have to die to your flesh
algo
for.
Que tú vas a tener que morir a la carne.
Something that's going to cost you, right?
Algo que te va a costar.
So, what changed from this generation?
¿Qué cambió de esta generación?
From 40 years back.
De 40 años anteriormente.
What caused the people to fight this time?
¿Qué causó que el pueblo peleara esta vez?
And go in and destroy the walls.
Y ir y destruir la muralla.
And go against these strong, tall Achan descendants. These guys were huge.
Y pelear contra esta descendencia de Acán que eran fuertes.
So let's go to Joshua 5.
Vamos a ir a Josué 5.
Joshua 5:1.
Josué 5:1.
So here, let's just read it.
Aquí.
Verse 1. Now it came about when all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the sons of Israel until they had crossed, that their hearts melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the sons of Israel. So the kings,
el rey,
saw the miracles,
vio los milagros,
that the people of Israel,
que el pueblo de Israel,
was getting from God.
Estaba recibiendo de Dios.
And these kings feared
y estos reyes
Israel because of God.
Tenía temor a Israel por Dios.
The kings,
los reyes,
knew that God, that the God of Israel,
sabía que el Dios de Israel
was greater and stronger,
era aún más poderoso y más fuerte
than their city,
que cualquier ciudad.
They knew that and they feared it.
Ellos sabían eso y tenían temor a eso.
Because when Israel crossed the Jordan,
porque cuando Israel cruzó el Jordán,
it was not just a little river.
No era solo un río pequeño.
It was in the time of the harvest.
Era en un tiempo de la cosecha.
Where the river was wide.
Cuando el río era muy ancho.
And the people of Israel couldn't cross.
Y el pueblo de Israel no lo podían cruzar.
But God made an opening.
Pero Dios hizo una abertura.
So that way the people could go through.
Para que el pueblo pasara.
The Lord dried up the waters.
El Señor
secó las aguas. Of the Jordan.
Del Jordán.
So the people of Israel can pass through.
Para que el pueblo de Israel pudieran cruzar.
Imagine that.
Imagínense eso.
I mean, can God open your waters?
Dios puede abrir tus aguas.
Can God open the things that you need to cross?
Dios puede abrir las cosas que tú tienes que cruzar.
The things that you need to walk through.
Las cosas que tú tienes que caminar por.
I mean, Sometimes we fear the river.
A veces nosotros le tenemos temor al río.
We fear the devil more than we fear God.
Tememos al diablo más que tememos a Dios.
And the reason why I say fear is because we give in to the enemy.
Y la razón por cual yo digo temor es porque nosotros le damos cabida al enemigo.
We think that if we leave him alone,
nosotros pensamos que si nosotros dejamos al enemigo en paz,
and not pick a fight with him,
y no pelear contra él,
we should be okay.
Nosotros vamos a estar bien.
We think that he's just going to sit there,
nosotros pensamos que él se va a sentar ahí,
and not come against us,
y no va a venir contra nosotros,
when we're trying to be Christ-like.
Cuando nosotros estamos tratando de ser como Cristo.
So here, at this time, the River Jordan,
en este tiempo, el río Jordán,
was the obstacle.
Era el obstáculo
that was going to keep them from going to the promised land.
Que iba a detenerlos de ir a la tierra prometida.
But God opened the waters.
Pero Dios abrió las aguas.
And said, "You're going to walk through."
Y les dijo, "Van a caminar."
And they walked through.
Y caminaron.
Let's go to Joshua 5:2.
Vamos a Josué 5:2.
At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make for yourself flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time." So Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gilbeth Haraloth. This is the reason why Joshua circumcised them all. All the people who came out of Egypt who were males, all the men of war died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, that is the men of war who had come out of Egypt, perished because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord has sworn that he would not let them see the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers and to give us, and the land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 7. Their children whom he raised up in their place, Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them along the way. Now then they had finished circumcised all the nation. They remained in the place in the camp until they were healed. So the pastor's been talking about circumcision.
El pastor ha estado hablando de la circuncidación.
And to me, it's interesting.
Y para mí es interesante
that this had to happen.
Que esto tuvo que suceder.
Before they took Jericho.
Antes de que ellos tomaran el pueblo de Jericó.
That they had to sacrifice something.
Ellos tenían que sacrificar algo.
I mean, the people that came out of Egypt.
El pueblo que salió de Egipto.
They did not even follow the laws of God in the physical.
No obedecieron las leyes de Dios en lo físico.
It was by law that they needed to circumcise their children.
Era por ley que tenían que circuncidar sus hijos.
But they didn't do it.
Pero no lo hicieron.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because they were in disobedience.
Porque estaban en desobediencia.
Because they were in rebellion.
Porque estaban en rebelión.
Because they said, if we just don't do this,
porque ellos dijeron, si solo no hacemos esto,
God will still be with us.
Dios aún va a estar con nosotros.
But the reason why God was with them,
pero la razón por cual Dios estaba con ellos,
was because the next generation,
era porque la próxima generación,
was the one that was going to take the land.
Era los que iban a tomar la tierra.
And that's why Joshua,
y por eso Josué,
had to do this to the men.
Él tenía que hacer esto a los hombres.
He had to obey God.
Él tuvo que obedecer a Dios.
And get back into what God had told them in the physical.
Y regresar al lugar donde Dios había dicho haz esto en lo físico.
So that they would be in obedience.
Para que ellos estuvieran en obediencia.
And that they would no longer be outside of the will of God.
Y para que ellos ya no estuvieran afuera de la voluntad de Dios.
Circumcision here shows that the people of Israel.
La circuncidación aquí enseña que el pueblo de Dios.
Were willing to believe in God.
estaban dispuestos a creerle a Dios.
And the things that God had already promised them.
En las cosas que Dios ya les había prometido.
Just think about this picture.
Solo piensa en esta, en este cuadro.
You're looking at a city.
Tú estás viendo a una ciudad.
That has walls around it.
Que tiene murallas alrededor.
That's on a hill.
Que está en una montaña.
That you need a supernatural thing to take over.
Que necesitas algo supernatural para tomarlo.
In order for you to take that city.
Para que
tú
lo puedas tomar, tomar la ciudad.
And God asks you to circumcise your heart.
Y Dios te pide que circuncedes tu corazón.
So God wants to see.
Dios quiere ver.
How much faith we have in him.
¿Cuánta fe nosotros tenemos en él?
And if we really believe in him.
¿Y si verdaderamente le creemos?
Because if he's telling us to do something.
Porque si él nos está pidiendo que hagamos algo.
And we don't do it.
Y no lo hacemos.
We're not going to get what the Lord has promised us.
No vamos a recibir lo que el Dios nos ha prometido.
So Israel would have not been able to take Jericho.
Israel no hubiera podido tomar a Jericó.
If they had not done this first.
Si no hubieran hecho esto primero.
We all look, like I was saying earlier, I think we all look at each other.
Yo, como estaba diciendo, yo creo que todos nos vemos el uno al otro.
Of how we are now.
En cómo somos hoy.
Right. Ahorita. We don't know everybody's history.
No sabemos la historia de todos.
And it kind of makes me wonder why we don't know everybody's history.
Y a veces me hace pensar por qué no sabemos la historia de todos.
And I think it's because we ourselves.
Y yo creo que porque nosotros mismos.
We build our own walls.
Nosotros hacemos nuestra propia pared.
Walls are built for two things.
Las paredes son hechas por dos razones.
To keep people in.
Para dejar or para mantener las personas adentro
or to keep people out
o para dejar las personas afuera.
There are two reasons why the walls are built.
Dos razones por cual están hechas las paredes.
Let's go to Joshua 5:10.
Vamos a Josué 5:10.
So while the sons of Israel camped at Gilgad, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho. On that day after the Passover, On that day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grains. The manna ceased on that day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had the manna, but they ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan during that year. God was waiting.
Dios estaba esperando.
For these people.
Para que este pueblo
of Israel to be obedient.
De Israel fuera obediente.
They had to eat manna for 40 years.
Ellos tuvieron que comer maná por 40 años.
And cook manna in so many different ways.
Y cocinar el maná en diferentes modos.
And the day they were expecting to eat manna.
Y el día que ellos esperaban comer maná.
Because they were obedient.
Porque fueron obediente.
God says, here's your state.
Dios les dijo, aquí está tu carnita, fajita.
Here is your promise.
Aquí está tu promesa.
Here is your milk and honey.
Aquí está tu miel.
Here
y
is your flowing, right?
Y leche. Aquí está tu fluir.
But because they were obedient.
Pero porque fueron obediente.
But because they wanted it.
Porque ellos lo querían.
Because they knew that God had already promised them.
Porque ellos sabían que Dios ya les había prometido.
And they had already been with their fathers 40 years.
Y ya estaban con sus padres 40 años.
And they did not want to make that same mistake that their fathers did 40
y ellos
years ago.
No querían hacer el mismo error que sus padres hicieron hace 40 años.
So I've talked about us building the walls.
Hablé de cómo hacemos las murallas.
About how it's either to keep in, keep out.
Para mantener o para mantener fuera.
You know, I mean, I think that we do.
Yo creo que nosotros hacemos
Christians.
Cristianos.
We do a very good job of building walls.
Hacemos muy buen trabajo en hacer murallas.
But why is it that we build walls against people that love us?
Pero ¿por qué hacemos murallas contra personas que nos aman?
Why is it that I build a wall against my wife?
¿Por qué hago una pared contra mi esposa o esposo?
Why is it that She builds a wall against me.
Porque ella lo hace contra mí.
Why is it that we build walls against our children?
Porque hacemos muralla en contra nuestros hijos.
Why is it that we build walls against our people at church?
Porque hacemos muralla en contra de los hermanos de la iglesia.
Remember, walls are keep in.
Recuerda que la muralla es para mantener adentro.
Or keep out.
O mantener afuera.
Most of us do the last.
Muchos de nosotros hacemos lo último.
The walls are to keep out.
La pared es para permanecer la persona afuera.
Because we build those walls.
Porque hacemos esas paredes.
To keep the people that love us out.
De tener las personas que nos aman afuera.
So that they will not see.
Para que ellos no vean.
Truly what's in our hearts.
Lo que verdaderamente está en nuestro corazón.
Truly what's in our problems.
Lo que está en adentro de nuestros problemas.
We don't want to share.
No queremos compartir.
We don't want a fellowship.
No queremos convivir.
We don't want someone to know.
No queremos que una persona sepa.
That we're all going through the same thing.
Que todos estamos pasando por el mismo problema.
And why is that so hard to tell somebody?
¿Y por qué es tan difícil compartir eso con alguien?
Why is it so hard for us to bring up the way we disciplined our children?
¿Por qué es tan difícil nosotros compartir cómo disciplinamos a nuestros hijos?
And how the way we do it.
¿Y cómo en la manera en cómo lo hacemos?
Will create love.
Va a crear amor.
Or create hatred.
O va a crear enojo.
It's the same action.
Es la misma acción.
The discipline is the same.
La disciplina es lo mismo.
But it's what's in our heart that causes the result.
Pero es lo que está en nuestro corazón que saca el resultado.
So then at that point.
En ese punto.
The son.
El hijo.
Builds a wall.
Hace una muralla. Hace una muralla.
Against his father.
Contra su padre.
Against his mother.
Contra su madre.
And then the enemy just starts building walls.
Y luego el enemigo empieza a hacer paredes, murallas.
And then we, at some point,
y el, en algún punto,
we even give the enemy the bricks.
Nosotros le damos al enemigo los ladrillos.
We help him with the mortar.
Le ayudamos con la cemento.
And then we even build the walls.
Y aún nosotros hacemos las paredes.
6 feet wide.
6 pies de ancho.
20 feet tall.
20 pulgadas de alto.
Not only do we build one,
no
right?
Solo hacemos una,
we build another one.
Hacemos otra.
To make sure they don't get past that one.
Para asegurarnos que no van a pasar la primera.
And then we make it a challenge.
Y luego hacemos un reto.
For those people to get to know us.
Para que esas personas nos puedan conocer.
So we ourselves.
Nosotros mismos,
in some ways,
en una manera,
are Jericho.
Somos Jericho.
You know, and sometimes when people want to fellowship with you,
y a veces cuando personas quieren convivir contigo,
we just put up more walls.
Ponemos más paredes.
And what God is trying to do,
y lo que Dios está tratando de hacer,
He's trying to break down the walls.
Está tratando de quebrar esas murallas.
But because you helped the enemy build the walls,
pero porque tú le ayudaste al enemigo a hacer esa muralla,
God's like, you got to give it to me.
Dios está diciendo, tú tienes que dármelo.
I'm not going to take it.
Yo no te lo voy a tomar.
We have to get to the point where we repent.
Nosotros tenemos que llegar al lugar donde nos arrepentimos.
Where we know,
donde sabemos,
that God
que Dios
is the one that's going to provide for us.
Es el que va a proveer para nosotros.
That God is the one that's going to take us through.
Que Dios es el que nos va a sacar adelante.
Whatever battle we have.
Cualquier batalla que tengamos.
You know, we have to have that faith.
Tenemos que tener esa fe.
That no matter what walls are up.
Que no importa cuál pared esté parada.
If we build those walls.
Si nosotros hicimos esa muralla,
or if someone else built those walls,
o si otra persona hizo esa muralla,
we have to figure out how to get through the walls.
Tenemos que aprender a saber cómo pasar esas murallas.
Either bring the walls down,
o vamos a derrumbar esa muralla,
or cause something,
o vamos a causar algo,
for those walls to crumble.
Para que esa muralla se caiga.
We have to cause an earthquake.
Nosotros tenemos que crear un terremoto
in this dirt.
en esta tierra.
That's what we have to cause.
Eso es lo que tenemos que causar.
God is going to cause an earthquake.
Dios va a causar un terremoto.
Once you get to the point where you need to be,
cuando tú llegues al lugar donde tienes que estar,
God is the one that's going to cause an earthquake.
Dios es el que va a causar el terremoto.
Break the walls.
Romper esa muralla.
And those walls will come down.
Y esas murallas van a caer.
Because God is the one that made everything.
Porque Dios es el que hizo todo.
We think that, I'm going to go back to a little bit to what we do if we leave the devil. If we think that, if we leave the devil alone.
Voy a regresar un poco al lugar donde cuando nosotros pensamos que si dejamos el enemigo en paz.
That he's just going to let us go.
Que él solo nos va a dejar ir.
I think a lot of us.
Yo creo que muchos de nosotros.
We see ourselves.
Nos vemos.
And we don't want to fight.
Y no queremos pelear.
We just want to sit there.
Solo queremos sentarnos.
And we just want to let the devil or the enemy.
Y dejamos o permitimos que el enemigo.
To get tired.
Se canse.
We want the enemy to get tired.
Nosotros queremos que el enemigo se canse.
So we're just not going to do anything.
So nosotros no vamos a hacer nada.
I'm just going to sit on my little chair.
Yo solo me voy a sentar en mi silla.
And not do anything.
Y no voy a hacer
that's
nada.
Going to cost me.
Eso me va a costar.
Because eventually the enemy is going to get tired.
Porque eventualmente el enemigo se va a cansar.
And he's going to leave.
Y se va a ir.
He's just gonna miraculously go away.
Él se va a ir así de un milagro.
But what we don't know.
Pero lo que nosotros no sabemos.
Is that he's not going to give up.
Es que él no se va a dar por vencido.
He's not going to just let you go.
Él no solo te va a dejar ir.
When we came to Christ.
Cuando nosotros vinimos a Cristo.
We joined an army.
Nosotros nos enlistamos en un ejército.
Right, so it's an army.
Es un ejército.
It's an army mentality.
Es un ejército. Una mentalidad de ejército.
So that means we have to fight.
Eso significa que nosotros tenemos que pelear.
So that means you have to get up early.
Eso significa que tú te tienes que levantar temprano.
And you have to go fight.
Y tienes que ir a pelear.
When you enlist in the army.
Cuando tú te enlistas en la guerra.
They don't care if you're asleep.
Ellos no les importa si estás dormido.
They wake you up whenever they want to wake you up.
Ellos te levantan cuando ellos quieran despertarte.
And you'll go do what they want you to do.
Y tú vas a hacer lo que ellos quieren que tú hagas.
At the time that they want you to do it.
Al tiempo que ellos quieran que lo hagas.
Right? That's what's going to happen.
Eso es lo que va a suceder, ¿verdad?
Boot camp.
Eso es entrenamiento.
That's exactly what we miss.
Es exactamente lo que nosotros nos perdemos.
As Christians,
como cristianos,
we don't have a boot camp.
No tenemos un entrenamiento.
We don't learn to fight.
No aprendemos cómo pelear
with our brother.
Con nuestro hermano.
We don't learn how to fight together.
No aprendemos cómo pelear juntos.
The first rule when you go into the army.
La primer regla cuando entras al ejército
is you never leave a brother behind.
Es que tú nunca jamás dejas a un hermano atrás.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Hacksaw Ridge.
La película de Hacksaw Ridge. Good movie.
Right? You okay. Never leave a brother behind.
Tú nunca dejas a un hermano atrás.
So, and we don't have that.
Y nosotros no tenemos eso.
We don't have that compassion.
Nosotros no tenemos esa compasión.
And that love for that person.
Y ese amor para esa persona.
But because we haven't been trained in the boot camp.
Pero porque no nos han entrenado en el entrenamiento.
Or because we haven't really desired to go into the boot camp.
O porque no hemos deseado entrar en ese entrenamiento.
Or maybe just because we haven't really submitted to God.
O tal vez solo porque no nos hemos sometido a Dios.
You know, we don't want to be up here.
No queremos estar aquí arriba.
And I'm really like talking to myself, guys.
Y verdaderamente yo me estoy hablando a mí mismo.
Like, it's a struggle.
Es difícil.
5 o'clock in the morning.
A las 5 de la mañana.
It's a struggle.
Es una lucha.
It's a battle.
Es una batalla. Yes, amen. On
kids,
morning.
No kids, single, married, whatever.
Casado, no casado. sin niños, con niños, sin niños.
It's a battle.
Es una batalla.
But that's your boot camp.
Pero ese es tu entrenamiento.
This is God waking you up.
Esto es Dios despertándote. Amen.
And telling you, hey, it's time.
Y diciéndote, es tiempo.
You know, and it's hard.
Y es difícil.
It's hard coming up here 5 days a week.
Es difícil venir cinco veces a la semana.
It's hard coming up here one time a week.
Es difícil venir una vez a la semana.
And that's because you're expected to be here.
Y es porque te expectan aquí.
That's not even a reason to be here.
Ni es una razón por cuál estar aquí.
I mean, you have to want it.
Tú quieres desearlo.
You have to desire it.
Tú tienes que desearlo.
If not, do it for that.
Si no hacerlo por esa razón.
At least do it for sheer obedience.
De perdido hazlo por obediencia.
Because your authority.
Porque tu autoridad.
In the army you enlisted.
En la guerra que tú te enlistaste.
Is requiring this from you.
En el ejército que te enlistaste te lo requiere.
He's asking you.
Él te lo está pidiendo.
He is telling you.
Él te está diciendo.
This is what you need to do.
Esto es lo que tú tienes
These
que
are
hacer.
The steps to becoming a great warrior.
Estos son los pasos de ser un guerrero grande.
So if we don't know how to pray for ourselves,
si no sabemos cómo orar por nosotros mismos,
and we tend that the enemy is going to go away,
y pensamos que el enemigo se va a ir,
how are we going to pray for a brother that needs something?
¿Cómo vamos a orar por un hermano que necesita algo?
How many of us actually, when we reply, we're praying?
¿Cuántos de nosotros cuando mandamos un texto y decimos estamos orando?
Are we really praying?
¿Verdaderamente estamos orando?
Think about that.
Piensen en
like
eso.
How many times have you picked up the phone and said praying?
¿Cuántas veces tú has levantado tu teléfono y responder estoy orando?
And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm praying.
Y luego dices, oh sí, estoy orando.
And then you get an email from Facebook, and then you're like, oh yeah.
Y luego recibes un correo de Facebook y dices, ah, ya no voy a orar.
And you forget.
Y te olvidas.
Did you really pray for that person?
¿Oraste por esa persona?
We forget.
Se nos olvida.
Our priorities change.
Nuestra prioridad cambia.
You know what changes, and this is funny, this is just coming to me.
¿Y esto?
You know what changes our priority?
¿Sabes lo que cambia nuestra prioridad?
Our phone.
Nuestro teléfono.
Our phone changes our priority.
Nuestro teléfono nos cambia la prioridad.
Think about this, guys.
Piensen en eso.
I do this too.
Yo hago esto también.
First thing in the morning.
Primer en la mañana.
What do we do?
¿Qué hacemos? Vemos el teléfono.
Right?
¿Verdad?
We check the feeds.
Checamos
the feeds, Facebook,
checamos el Facebook,
Twitter,
el
whatever,
el Twitter,
right? We check everything. This is our priority.
Checamos todo. Este es nuestra prioridad.
I mean, the phone could be ringing.
El teléfono puede estar sonando.
And we'll pick it up.
Y lo levantamos.
But when God rings,
pero cuando Dios llama,
we hit the snooze button.
Apagamos el teléfono.
This is really what our priority is.
Esto es verdaderamente lo que es nuestra prioridad.
I mean, sometimes we check our email.
A veces checamos nuestro correo electrónico.
And I'm preaching to myself here, guys.
Yo me estoy
guys.
Predicando a mí mismo.
Sometimes we check our email.
A veces checamos los correos electrónicos.
Before we thank God for the day.
Antes de darle gracias a Dios por nuestro día.
Before we actually step up.
Antes de que nos levantamos.
Before we get up.
Antes de que nos levantamos.
We look at what's going on in the world.
Vemos a ver qué está sucediendo en el mundo.
Instead of putting our life.
En vez de poner nuestras vidas.
Into a God that runs the world.
En un Dios que corre el mundo.
Isn't that backwards?
¿Qué no está al revés?
Hebrews 11:30.
Hebreos 11:30.
And I'm gonna
y ya vamos a cerrar.
Finish with this.
Voy a terminar con esto.
Stop texting me.
No me estén mandando mensaje.
So Hebrews 11.
Hebreos 11.
Is the faith chapter.
Es el capítulo de la fe.
It's the chapter where if you're ever low on faith,
es el capítulo cuando tú estás bajo en tu fe.
This is the chapter you go to.
Este es el capítulo que tú lees.
The pastors have been talking about circumcision.
El pastor ha estado hablando de la circuncidación.
And about what we have to do.
Y de lo que tenemos que hacer.
In our lives.
En nuestras vidas.
And most of it all relies on faith.
Y mucho depende de la fe.
James says, our works without faith are dead.
Santiago dice que nuestra fe sin obra está muerto.
And I think the people of Israel,
y yo creo que el pueblo de Israel,
when they took Jericho,
cuando tomaron a Jericó,
and they tore down those walls,
y derrumbaron esas paredes,
they had to have faith.
Ellos tenían que tener fe.
You're looking at a wall,
tú estás viendo una pared,
that's taller than you,
que está más grande que tú,
that you can't break,
que tú no puedes derrumbar,
that you can't tear down.
Que tú no puedes de, quebrar.
Not only are you looking at one wall,
no es solo estás viendo una muralla,
you're looking at two walls.
Estás viendo dos.
And then you got to go uphill.
Y luego tienes que subir la montaña.
Some of us are winded. Some of us get winded in the physical.
Unos de nosotros nos cansamos en lo físico.
When we go uphill.
Cuando estamos subiendo una montaña, ya no podemos respirar.
How are we in the spiritual?
¿Cómo estamos en lo espiritual?
When we're going uphill.
Cuando estamos subiendo una montaña.
Do we get winded?
¿Se nos termina el aire?
Or do we ask for help?
¿O pedimos ayuda?
Say, hey, I need, reach out to your groups.
Decir, hey, necesito ayuda, pedirle ayuda a tu grupo.
How many of us actually ask for help?
¿Cuántos de nosotros verdaderamente pedimos ayuda?
And I'm bad at this too.
Y yo estoy mal en esta área también.
Like, I don't ask for help.
Yo no pido ayuda.
As much as I should.
Lo suficiente como debería de hacerlo.
And I think men typically have that problem.
Y yo creo que hombres típicamente tienen ese problema.
It's not right.
No está bien.
But we need to change.
Pero tenemos que cambiar eso.
You know, pastor's been talking about being fathers.
El pastor ha estado hablando de ser padres.
And about having faith.
Y de tener fe.
Circumcision.
Circuncidación.
But we have to, as fathers.
Pero como padres.
As men.
Como hombres.
We have to get to the point where, who cares what my neighbor knows?
Tenemos que llegar al lugar donde qué importa que sabe mi vecino de mí.
And if he can help me.
Y si él me puede ayudar.
If he's been through this.
Si él ha pasado por esta situación.
Give me wisdom.
Dame sabiduría.
Help me.
Ayúdame.
Go through this battle.
Pasar por esta batalla.
Because I know.
Porque yo sé.
That there's people here with gray hair.
Que hay personas aquí con pelo blanco.
And that gray hair is not because they actually just of age.
Y ese pelo blanco no es solo por la edad.
It's because of wisdom.
Es por sabiduría.
It's because they've been through struggles.
Es porque ellos han pasado problemas, situaciones.
And they can be your help.
Y ellos pueden ser tu ayuda.
They can give you the faith.
Ellos te pueden dar la fe.
That you need.
Que tú necesitas.
That because they overcame this obstacle.
Porque ellos ya sobrepasaron este obstáculo.
You can overcome this obstacle.
Tú también puedes sobrepasar este obstáculo.
But when that happens.
Pero cuando eso sucede.
You're not overcoming the obstacle by yourself anymore.
Tú no estás pasando el obstáculo solo.
You have help.
Ahora tú tienes ayuda.
Someone that's praying for you.
Alguien que está orando por ti.
Someone that's helping you.
Alguien que te está ayudando.
Someone that's guiding you.
Alguien que te está guiando.
Until you overcome that.
Hasta que tú puedas sobrepasar eso.
And then not just stop there.
Y no solo parar allí.
But then help somebody else overcome that same problem.
Pero ayudar a una persona a sobrepasar ese mismo problema.
We don't do that.
Eso, nosotros no hacemos eso.
Men are bad at that.
Los hombres son malo en esa área.
We need to get better.
Necesitamos ser mejor.
And we need to understand.
Y necesitamos entender.
That being isolated.
Que estar aislados. Aislados.
Is not going to get us anywhere.
No nos va a ayudar o. No vamos a llegar a ningún punto.
We have to become an army.
Tenemos que ser un ejército.
In the spiritual.
En lo espiritual.
And we have to fight.
Y tenemos que pelear.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Hombro a hombro.
To protect.
Para proteger.
What's important to us.
¿Qué es lo que es importante para nosotros?
And whatever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But we have to make sure that God.
Pero tenemos que estar seguros que Dios.
Is the most important thing.
Es lo más importante.
Versus not a wall.
No una pared.
That we fear.
Que nosotros la tenemos temor.
When God can just bring down the wall.
Cuando Dios puede derrumbar esa pared.
And bring it flat.
Y hacerlo plano.
And destroy.
Y destruir.
And give you the city.
Y darte la ciudad.
if we just have faith.
Si solo tenemos fe.
And we just step out.
Y nos levantamos.